Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all. Welcome in. Tis the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're just listening to this audio podcast, you're going to be like, what the hell? So I'm looking at me while I do this show and your comments. What's going on here? Why is this side of my face all red? Look like fucking Harvey Dent. And then this side, I think there's something going on here. What is that called? Rosacea? Could this be rosacea? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just something. But anyway, I can't stop staring at it right now. What the hell is going on with me? Might have to make a trip to the doc. You know I love to go to the doc. As we sit here, the crown prince of weight loss is listening and or watching. That would be Jeremy K. 130 pounds plus lost in less than 1 year. A couple days ago, he said, "Easy, get your shit together, you fat fuck." He's right. I think he and I are about the same weight now. Because I've been going up, and he's, you know, a lean, mean fighting machine now. But he says 192.8 this morning. I have not dared weigh myself. Down from, you know, 330 whatever. Still love that story so much. So, day three is in the books of EZ being very aware of everything he's consuming. I did not go to bed hungry. And right now, I am in the middle of a fast. My 16-hour fast. Usually, give or take a few. Like yesterday, it was like 15 hours and 50 minutes. Today, it'll be just a little bit over 16 hours. And I talked with you yesterday that Mondays are critical because I found myself, when I got out of class teaching the college class, that when I get home, it's usually late. I'm usually in bed, but not on Monday. So I usually eat like a giant salad bowl size of amount of cereal. But I came up with a plan to keep that from happening. And so I brought food with me to the class. And it consisted of, I'm not going to get into the details of everything here, but it had a couple of hard-boiled egg whites, a piece of bread, believe it or not. It's these sandwich thins that I like. They're whole grain, 150 calories, and some cut-up vegetables. That's it. Got home, good to go. No problem. Went to bed. So that problem is solved. I haven't weighed myself. I was a little bit concerned about how disgusting I would be, so I wanted to put, if I am able to string together 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days at a time of behaving, then I'll look at the scale, just the way I'm choosing to do it. Jeremy says right now he's in the middle of a 36-hour fast. So yesterday, I again wrote down, I'm literally writing down everything I eat. It's quite simple, frankly, to do it this way. At least for me. Everybody's different. Yesterday, I finished up with 1,360 calories consumed. That's pretty low. And like I said, did not go to bed hungry. And I feel great about that. So getting back after it today, I just do a lot of the same things that I did yesterday. And then when I lay in bed and watch Mommy Talkers post great recipes to TikTok. I know this. I feel very good, and it could be placebo. And one of the things I picked up on was the idea that I feel less of a need to go to bed in the middle of the day. At least for the past few days, I haven't felt that, oh, I'm exhausted. I have no energy. I'm so tired. You know, you hear people say that shit all the time. I'm right there with them. And, not these last few days. So I was reading a little bit about the ketogenic effect of when your body starts chewing on fat reserves, fat for energy. And I've talked about this before. When your body does that, the byproduct are something known as ketones. And then your body can metabolize those as well, which are a strong energy source. And so from what I'm reading, it's supposed to make you have more energy. So yesterday I was like, oh my God, I'm kicking ass. I don't even need to go to bed. I don't need to sleep. And then it dawned on me when I'm laying in bed, because it's 10 o'clock and I'm like wide awake. And then I remembered that at like 3:30, I drank half a pot of coffee. So I might have bullshitted myself into thinking that I've got like a new atomic energy source, when in fact, I was just caffeined out. I'll report more on this tomorrow because I'm not doing any caffeine today. Let's see. Amy says, I don't know how you guys fast. I'd be sick. I have to eat a little bit every few hours. Once you power through, like I was hungry earlier today. I'd love to eat something. I just ignore it and fight through. And then you kind of like get over the hump. So I feel good right now. Speaking of food, I'm kind of with Jeremy too. I'm guessing he's fasting because he's going to go nuts for Thanksgiving. I sorry that I need to stress this, but I find it to be very important. If you are preparing your bird, what am I going to tell you to do? What am I going to tell you to do to get ready for the bird brining or the bird roasting? I just gave it away. Brine the bird. The biggest pot you have, the bird goes in, or the water goes in it. Well, the bird goes in it. Fill it up with water, and then pour the salt in there. Now, I might be getting the order of things wrong. It doesn't matter. You look it up and figure it out on your own. Some people do the salt, and then they put other aromatics in there, spices and whatnot, and rosemary and thyme. And what's happening here is, and then you put a plate on top so that the bird is completely submerged. David says, can you post your brine recipe, Easy? I can do you one better. Because honestly, all I've ever done is did the simplest thing. And that is bird, water, salt. But I don't know the amount off the top of my head. And it's, you do a simple Google search. Salt, brine, turkey, those keywords, you're going to see 8 million options there. Why is this so important? So there's a lot of reasons why. First off, the liquid that is going into the bird is going to make it, when it cooks, it's going to cook more evenly. The salt is going to start to break down what makes a turkey a turkey. okay? And it that salt breaks those muscles down. It makes them, it actually gets into the cells and makes it more tender. It's tenderizing the bird. In addition, when that's happening, salted water is permeating on a cellular level every single cell of that turkey meat. So it's seasoned perfectly. Like, you don't have to do shit. I swear to God, every year, for me, it's just water, salt, bird, 24 hours, and then I forget the rest. Bake it, take it out. You don't need salt, no pepper, nothing setting. Some people like salt the bird beforehand and then put it in. You do not need to do that. And then you're like, what the fuck? America has been doing it wrong for years. Skip is a dipshit. He writes, turkey is flavorless no matter what. You're sick. What the fuck, man? Tophis says you need salt. Not when you brine. Okay? You do not need salt when you brine. It's already seasoned. Nick says, Alton Brown just put out a new YouTube video on making the perfect bird and gravy. I'll have to check that out. There you go, folks. I recommend Nick because he knows shit. This son of a bitch. He's describing to me before the hockey game some of what he does with his venison because he just... First, he gave me the gory details of how he took one of these deer and shot the shit out of it. He's giving me some of his things that he does when he's creating his venison masterpieces. And, oh, my God, making me hungry. Tofa says, yo, just making the brine. Right now, first time making the turkey, I'm nervous. Oh, dude, you have so much grace and wiggle room when you brine a bird. There is no way to fuck this up. No way. Nick is bringing venison kebabs for a party tomorrow. Outstanding. Deep frying the bird. Also awesome. I've only eaten one once and it was very good, but I've not done one myself. So I can't stress enough, ladies and gentlemen, if you're making the bird, do brine it. Don't just take it out of the wrapper and read the instructions. It looks good to me. It's going to be like fuck. It's going to be horrible. Some drunk guy left me a message. This is what my life is like when you are doing a radio show north of the hard living line. Actually, let me back up. I got a phone call today. And it was this lady whose voice I recognized, but I wish I had an audio example of it. But it's the type of voice... I'm guessing she's about 65, 70. But if you're hard living lines, you could, if you're 40, that's like 70. And she had a very distinct voice. One that was, had the Michigan nasal and a
smoker. Hey, darling.
Like that. But less East Coast than that.
Hey, darling. Hey.
And, so she, what I determined was she was ticked off. Phone rings. I pick it up. Q100.
Oh, you picked up.
I go, what's up? And she says,
I didn't expect anybody to pick up.
I go, okay. All right. Here I am. What's going on? Because I don't always have the phone with me, but they can also text the thing in. She, I guess she had wanted a song before And it didn't get played. But she goes, yeah, you can go back and look at my message. Now, I don't know who this is. She's assuming I know who's talking. Or she, yeah, that I know who, I don't know who it is. But I've heard the voice before. I remember it.
Yeah, I texted before you to play Cole Lund. You guys are playing a lot of country. So this is country. You're playing, can you play Cole Lund?
And I go, okay, now I've never heard of that. That doesn't mean I'm not going to play it. In fact, I did play this because I didn't want to have to put up with the shenanigans. And I go, how do you spell the first
Cole? C-O-L-E.
Some might say C-O-A-L.
C-O-L-E.
And I go, the last name is what? And so I'm having a hard time hearing her and understanding her because the voice is kind of a distraction. She spells it out. I go, okay.
She goes, yeah, I sent you several texts. I even got a little pissed off at you on one of them.
And I go, okay, I do not remember. This is the first time I'm hearing that or being exposed to that name. And so I think that that's it. And she goes, oh, yeah, I see how it is. You don't really care. I'm thinking to myself, this is not the way a person gets what they want. This has been like two or three passive-aggressive jabs right to my fucking big nose. I give her zero attitude.
She goes, it'd be great if I could hear it after the White Stripes.
And the White Stripes were on right then, so I looked up one of two songs that she requested. The first one had explicit lyrics, so I wasn't going to play that. But then I forgot the name of the other one. So I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? If I don't play this song, this is going to get ugly. And I sure as fuck don't want that. So her name showed up in my phone, so I called her back.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, it's Eric from Q100. And she's confused. And I explained to her what I just explained to you.
She goes, oh.
And she gave me the name of the song. And so then I played it. And I'm sure I made her day. But I was like, what the fuck? That is not how you win friends and influence people. Tyler says, if only there was some sort of a device that enables you access to whatever song you want to listen to. Well, I don't think in this part of Michigan that I think that 99.9% of people utilize landlines. I don't think they have things like computers up there. I think the VCR was just introduced to the community up there. That's like the hot new tech for Christmas. I don't have enough energy nor time to piss anybody off and have to have conversations about silly things. So, of course, I played it. And the song was a disaster. I hated it. Speaking of up north, Justin is here. What is up, big fella? How are you? He's an excavator up there in God's country. And he drives an old, I forget what type of Chevy pickup it is, but it's cool. Give me the year and what it is. CK something, CKLW, CK7, short box, 78, short box, CK101. What is it called again? Something short box. Beautiful GMC pickup, maybe a Chevy. I don't know. I've mentioned it many times. It's orange. K2500 GMC. Not a CK anything. Where did that come from? This is a voicemail that I got here. Now, this guy checking in, I'm going to play it for you right now.
Hey, Eric. What is Don up here? Fucking Don up in Gaylor just checking in. Hey, can you play some Little Feat? Something, man, the morning is just nice. Enjoy the show. All right, take care, bud. Thank you. Yeah. Rock.
That's my favorite. He ends with, rock. That's a common thing up there. Just end what you're saying, rock. Young Adam Schwab is here. How early did this person start drinking? Well, I don't, you know, a lot of the times they're never not drunk. That's common. Speaking of old trucks, our very own Arena Nick says, my girlfriend's dad just gave her his 47 Ford Coupe that we are going to finish restorations on. Yeah, I see those videos all the time. You get somebody who might have something like a 47 Coupe, and then they redo it. And then when it's all said and done, like 1 square inch of steel is original, and the rest is like new. Everything's new. Badger 7419 says, we start early here. Where are you? I didn't realize you were, are you north of the hard living line? Where exactly are you at? Badger 7419. The Great Food Giveaway rolls on. We have now achieved 33 donations, totaling $2,186. Thank you to the most recent folks who have donated. Their names are Terry, I'm sorry, I already said Terry F. Asshole. MAGA Pat, Tim Z, and Teresa F. Teresa just sent one before the start of the show. I appreciate you three. Like I said, we are now up to 33 of you for $2,186. Still waiting on Mike Ball to give me the info I need. Well, he's waiting on the folks at Meijer. I don't know why this is taking so long. I don't understand. You know, part of me wants to say, hey, can you help me reach out myself? Can you help me to understand why it is taking so long to simply price 225 Christmas hams, the cheapest you can find, and all the other food so that we can get rolling on the price of, you know, what we're expected to spend for the Great Food Giveaway. That's all literally they have to do. Give me the price, and then we buy the shit. Just got another one that rolled in. Thank you to Adam. I'm not sure which Adam. I'll find that out in a second. Adam S. 34. I will update the tote board a little bit later on. I like to keep it as vague as possible because if I've updated, I already updated the tote board at $2,186. And if I tell you Adam S.'s donation, which goes against Easy Show Podcast Great Food Giveaway policy, then that would, you know, you'd be able to figure out the donation amount, and that's 100% anonymous. I don't tip anybody off as to what people give. A lot of times people don't like that shit. A lot of times people don't even like being mentioned. Like, if you're the type that says, hey, EZ, I'm giving you this, but don't you fucking mention my name. I don't want anything to do with it, which is totally cool with me. Now, that's not my style. If I do something great, the whole world needs to know it. Okay? I'm all about it. Like, I wish I had more kidneys to give away so that I could get more press. Everybody knows that. I actually had somebody suggest that the only reason why I gave away a kidney was for the publicity that went along with it. Oh, my God. Up north, Justin says, not many people know it, but you get a half a pint of liquor north of the hard living line as part of your EBT card. Did not know that. That's incredible. Good to know. And they should, frankly. Life is tough up there. And if booze makes your day brighter, then you go for it. That's why when I'm driving around town and I see people that are asking for money, holding up a sign, I have bottles of booze in the car. I just hand them a bottle of booze because I'm just taking the middleman out of it. If they get the money, they're then going to go buy the booze or buy. I keep booze and numerous bags of drugs. So I pull up, what do you want? Do you want cocaine? Do you want pot? I've got meth. I've got lewds. I don't know if lewd supply hasn't been touched in a while. Nobody's doing lewds anymore. And I've got booze. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Boone's Farm and Thunderbird comes out of the faucet, says our very own Chris in Buffalo. Chris joins us every Big Fraud Wednesday or Thursday, part of the Zoom audience, and you should be there too. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday tomorrow, and we will get into it. I have a couple of clips that I know I want to feature. One, I was tipped off to it by David. It was, again, Freebear getting pissed off. Now, we've chronicled on Who Are These Freebeers many times, how Freebeer interrupts people every show. Well, you can kind of expect that when there's, but he does it the most. I have a moment where he gets interrupted and he gets pissed off at Steve and Hot Wings. And boy, is it awkward. I also have a moment where Greg has covered on the show how frustrated he gets with the teenage boys in his house. And one of the stories he told in the past year was one where he pulled up at the bus stop and, you know, the older boys were getting in and he's tried having a conversation with them and they weren't having it. And so he slammed on the brakes and said, "Get out!" It was really awkward and ugly. Well, this is happening again, and he's very loose-lipped about describing these moments on the air. And I cannot wait to play you his telling of what it's like being in his house, because he kind of like, I don't know if he, I think he does it inadvertently. He kind of makes himself look bad. I don't know anything about the relationship between him and his kids. I have no idea. But now this is the second moment where he gets really bummed out when he's trying to have a conversation with them and they're not having it. Now, I cannot relate. I've always, like, even with my kids, like, the only way I can relate is with my son, Jim. And I never had that problem with Jim. You know, we always got along very well. The only problem I ever had with Jim, and I think that this is universal, he would really take it to heart. Because typically, if you tell your kid, "Hey, don't do this," they will then do that. No matter what I would tell Jim, he then is going to do the opposite. To a point where I was like, you should have more kids. Because that, to me, that was the only way to get him to stop having babies. Nevertheless, we always got along great. And, but Greg's having some problems, according to his words. It's just what it's his story. He talks about it. But fuck. I don't think, because he starts it off by, "So I sat down at the dinner table and I said, 'Who did something fun today?' And no one says anything. They just fucking bitch slap him when it comes to the, and boy, when Greg gets pissed, he's going to go full on dramatics. And he revealed that on his show. Like, he started his show with, "Hi, I'm Freebeer." And then he tells this big story about how this takes place in the house. And it's like, this does not sound like that fun of an environment. I don't know. I would look inward, you know? Tyler says he even does an around the room segment at home. Yikes. When I wanted to relate to my kids, instead of putting the onus on them, "Hey, what was fun today?" with that type of bullshit, I would always like try to pay attention to something going on that I know that they are interested in. Jim, in Grand Theft Auto today, I was disguised as a stop sign. And I whipped out an AK-47 and shot an old lady right in the face. And man, the times that we had laughing about that. All you got to do is talk about something that you know they're involved in. It's really not that difficult. But I think sometimes it makes me feel like Greg is tries so hard to be the dad of the year. And then when this happens, when he gets a less than satisfactory interaction, it doesn't take much for him to kind of skitter off and like, okay, and then make it much worse. You know, like, I'll tell you this. If I'm in a scenario and someone, like if I have a son or my grandson, And I start a conversation and it's just going poorly, just stop. Just don't say another word. I don't think it's a great idea for me then to look at my grandsons and say, I want you to know that I will not be starting conversations with you. I will no longer be talking to you about anything. I would never dream of that. Amy says, is Greg going to get a cease and desist for talking about the kids on the radio? You know, good question. I don't know. I'll say this. It was a messy conversation. And if those boys have friends that listen to that, there could be potential for some humiliating moments within school walls. That would piss me off so bad. I don't know why he does that. He works the kids in probably the weirdest, most awful ways. My God. All right. So that comes up tomorrow with another rip-roaring edition on a Big Fraud Wednesday of Who Are These Free Beers? And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, this is so much fun. It's a Zoom, and we all kind of get in the Zoom and have conversations. And I've been told many, many times that the audience members have taken a life of their own as one big, awesome character. And boy, do we have a good time. I have something special. I have a Thanksgiving thing to play for Ben Glaze. I don't know if he's in the chat right now. I don't see him. But I have, we're going to look back on a Thanksgiving from years past with Ben Glaze and Anthony Bellino from the X's and Bros show. And their heartwarming Thanksgiving conversation. If Ben enjoys this podcast later on today, he will, of course, be waiting for it. But maybe he won't. These two had some of the worst conversations that have ever existed, ever. When Ben was the board op for the X's and Bros sports talk radio show. My God.
Ben Glaze is here at the Ben Glaze. Ben Glaze, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Ben Glaze, what's going on in your world?
Well, I drove to work, and the roads were a little slippery, and there was some snow hitting the windshield.
Sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want to get in on the Patreon. It's free for 7 days. There you go. All right. What do I want to talk about? There's a lot. There was a Monday Night Football game last night, and this is something. These two dudes get into a fight after the handshake. So I guess they were in the handshake line. And well, first of all, let's just pick it up with the fight and breaking the guys up. Now, typical to an NFL game, as Man Bun Chris says, can we review the clip that I sent on Big Fraud Wednesday? Isn't that what I was just talking about? Didn't you say it was a Thanksgiving thing? That's what I was talking about. Let me make sure. For the next Ben and Eric, I just talked about that. Were you in the room three minutes ago? Ben and Eric episode, Thanksgiving plans are discussed. Why is Anthony talking about this on the air and in such detail? He said, sorry, had a commercial break. LOL. Oh, okay. All right. See what you did? You totally derailed me. That's another reason why you need to spend a few bucks so you don't have to, you know, miss shit with the commercials, you cock. Do you not have Amazon Prime? Who in this world today does not have Amazon Prime? Out of all the subscription services that exist, that one is crucial. You actually have to have it, you cock. Everybody buys shit off Amazon. Even people who don't buy shit, like me. I'll give them a handful of bucks a year, and then I get free shipping on everything that I buy. And I get to watch Amazon video, which I don't watch, but I can. And then, asshole, you take that account and you link it up to Twitch here, because Amazon owns Twitch. They're encouraging people to do this. Hint, hint. And then you don't get any commercials here. But you're too much. It's like you're 80 years old. My God. What a cock. David says, how does anyone survive without having Prime? Maureen says,
even I have Amazon Prime now.
Yeah. And she's got a dried up snatch. She's so old. What the fuck? Sorry, Maureen. Sorry about you. She's probably like, hey, I was just trying to help and you said I got a dried up snatch.
That's not fair.
Skip says, maybe if you use something better than Twitch, we wouldn't have this problem. There is nothing better than Twitch. Twitch is the most user-friendly. Yeah, we've had our ups and downs with it, but I can't say that that's Twitch causing the problems. Could be because I'm using Chrome. I don't know. We don't know. Besides, I've built this from the ground up. So just shut up and enjoy. Chris says, I got to pay for running shoes because I can still move around easy. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, nice. Thanks for making fun of my arthritis. That's nice. Yaha, you got arthritic knees and hips, idiot. Dan says, I used to link my Prime account, but it was too much of a pain in the dick every month. Now I just pay the money. Totally worth it. Thank you, Dan. That's very sweet. It's because of Fat Donut Cash. By the way, when is it open yet? The registration for the Dirty Donut 2026? Back to Shitsville. Dirty Donut Race. Register now. Let's see if you've got anything open here. No. Oh, you do. June 20th. You know, I like this because what he's done here is not that different than what anyone else does when it comes to marketing. You get people to sign up for the event. And then you sell that to advertisers. It's not that different than EZ doing the podcast. So he gets a revenue stream of people signing up for the event. He runs a world-class event. Tight ship, with the exception of that one asshole taking a dump inside of the school in the main hallway at Martin High School. And he has amazing partners that give him money for the event. Like this credit union, this guy, this Ben Crooks, he's got an insurance agent, this electrical company. This says 3T. I don't know what that is, and I don't know what this is. And Long John 100, that's a, I don't know if that has a sponsor. These other two, I can't read the goddamn logo. So that's a pile of shit. Dumb fuck. You got to make this bigger. Look at these two give you money. You can barely see this shit. And then they have 42 mile and 62 mile races. Oh, look who sponsors them. What is this? A steering wheel for a boat. And this tells me how many bars I have for cell service. This here is way too small. So if I'm these companies, I demand money back immediately. Dan's like, shut the fuck up. Tyler says you should do a 1 year later, where are they now style documentary regarding the shit incident and all involved people / witnesses. So great. I just talked about it last week, so I'm gonna let it go for a few weeks before I, I got to keep that story going. And then as we get closer to the race in June, starting to, like the month leading up, back to Shitsville, all that stuff. Tyler says it's a legendary story. Yeah, 100%. It's top five all time. Donut Dan says their names are listed below. Okay, so that's a lie. Let's go back to Dan's stupid website. This is like poverty website. I'm surprised there isn't flying toasters and a counter at the bottom. Dirty Donut powered by Consumers Credit Union. So these people pay a ton of money for this. That's nice. Insurance, I guess. You can barely see it. Electric company, Beist Electric. It's too small. And then Dan says, it's underneath it. Scroll down. All right, let's scroll down. Let me go to the homepage. Dirty Donut. Okay. Dirty Donut Race powered by Consumers Credit Union. Okay. Still looks like garbage. Scrolling down. Notice the logo here. My logo here on this image with these two little boys is bigger than these. You can see my logo better than the actual paid sponsors. All I do is provide voice support and logistics and talking about the shit story. It is not bigger. Dick, look at all this space here, Dan. Look at all this here. You could have tons of shit here and tons of shit here. But you did poverty, dick face, Kalamazoo, shit bag web design by some asshole. And it looks like fuck. This should all be bigger. So if I ever click on this again, I'm going to throw up if it looks this bad. Piano Finger Banger says this website looks like it was made in Microsoft Paint circa 2004. Dan, what are you doing? You can't have a world-class event with this dick face website. Sponsors. All right, here we go. It's the first time I'm able to read this. Albion Investment and Loan LLC. This says 3T, and I can barely read what this says. It doesn't help that the logo itself of the actual company is garbage, but it says, I believe, Bedlam Bicycle Co. Yeah, this is not good. Again, this is even worse because 7/8 of the screen is not being utilized here because Dan's a cock. That's the only explanation here. Hey, how come your website looks like shit? Because I'm a cock. Farm Bureau Insurance. Okay, Walmart, Michigan Bicycle Law. See, you're lucky here that these are all big logos. So you can see those, but it's still overall a complete disaster. Here's my logo. Thank you, Dan, for this. Taylor G's Dirty Donut Dozen Club. Okay. So it gets a lot better as you scroll down just because of the size of the logos. But I know for a fact these two here, they spent big money. And you need more representation. So you need to dress this up. Spend a little dough. Don't take it out of the money you pay me to announce it. And get after that. Because, I mean, honestly, I'm not even bullshitting here. I mean, I was being hilarious earlier and a cock. But you have a world-class bike event. And your website should reflect that. So now you seek out outstanding young website builders and say, hey, I'm Dan. This is my site and it looks like fuck. Can you make it look not like I'm a stupid redneck? And then they will then give you a mock-up of it, and then you pay them one fee, and then life goes on. So make sure you spend money on shit cleanup and new website. I think that between the shit in Martin High School and your website, I'd be more likely to get more pertinent information from the piles of shit than I would that website. Dan says, great points. That's what I get for doing it myself. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, it takes place in Martin, right? What are you expecting? That's practically Orangeville. Amy says, the beat-ups today are awesome. Well, thank you. I'm telling you, it's ketones. It's because I'm fasting. You get a sharper Eric Zane when he's fasting. Thank you to Donko. He's now subscribed for 33 straight months. I appreciate you so much for that. Man Bun Chris says, is ZZ's website still getting remade? I love the Cold Wing shirt idea for the merch. By the way, I was just building that. I think I'll show it to you right now. I can't do it. Sorry. I'll take that back. Maybe for the Patreon. I've done some work this morning, but it's just not ready. It's not ready for prime time to share with you. I need a new website. Do any of you do this? You know, honestly, it's a package deal. You could redo my website and you could redo Dan's website. Mine could use some tweaks. It's been 7 years. Oh my God. EricZaneShow.com. Part of the problem with my website is I don't update it as much as I should. I mean, I don't update it at all. Last thing I posted was March. But the sponsors scroll at the top. You see this here? This shouldn't be like this. Anyway, and here you go, wasted space. Reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox if you do websites, because I'm hiring. Branjo says, are you on Squarespace for your website design? I don't know what that means. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.